If we have any qualifications, it's from you.
Scarsi bocchi, solo di vino, per lui domenica stessa massa. Così, il tuo di chi? Chi si messa? Così, perché sono lei che guardi per te.
Now, things are becoming clearer. I was very formally considered the mirage is broken. Always keep in mind your brain. The common trouble is that we can claim the support.
Yes. The man editor is impressed.
Yes. We took him to the restaurant and he ate the prasadam. He liked it. And he, asked some very good questions also of myself and Bali Madan. I think he has taken so many notes. He knows the system of shorthand, so he was writing everything he said.
Every word.
That girl, she was not so. She wasn't even good for a name,
honestly.
I was thinking that you might talk about the 32-ounce ring.
Mm-hmm. That is the biggest controversy.
Yes, you had said that. That it created a controversy in the ring.
You think that's very unscientific to say?
And very unfair.
No. That's just... One who said that, always let me cut your friend and he
I will bring them. That is the experiment. We will cut your head.
He asked me about.
He should go. He's holding a heart.
Different types of papers in the time. We're printing the books in.
Thank you. My father and mother.
You're fortunate you have got such devoted sons. They will do the first service to the family by becoming devoted. By his activity, you will also be delivered. God is so kind that he delivers his father, mother, his father, mother, even though they are not done in their case, in special context. That's why to the government, the soldier, dies in the battlefield, the government takes care of the whole family. Is it not? Similarly, anyone who has become a devotee does not take care of the whole family.
Sure. I think I need help. Well, we feel
unless you are fortunate, how we can get such fortunate, huh?
No, no, it's just one.
How long are you going to be
here? About
2 weeks.
Uh-huh.
And where will you go from here?
London.
London.
Are you traveling all the time?
Yes,
back to here. And although he's traveling constantly and giving us so much advice to written all these books, to the Bhagavad, our parents have read the Bhagavad Gita. My mother especially, she makes many notes and underlines.
How do you like it?
I like it very, it gives me a great deal to think about. And some I don't quite understand, because I think you need instruction. You need
what
someone.
What is that one?
And it's
the client.
If you like, you can, if there's any questions you can remember now, you can ask.
I read it every month, so I'll pick it up and read, and I read just a little at a time, and I try to read it. I get sometimes confused over the Arjuna and the fighting, and justifying war, that is, it takes the perspective of your principle of peace. And that confused me, because there's a great deal of fighting and interplay among the deities. And yet, in the end, they are forgiven by Krishna. And I wonder, what did they do to deserve forgiveness? That confused
me. I can't forgive
you. You can't understand. Krishna consciousness policy is live peaceful life. So she cannot understand how Arjuna could be considered a devotee and be favored by Krishna when he's fighting on the battlefield, when he has to fight his relatives.
No, he as devotee, he did not like to fight with his relatives.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that person?
Is it that Shanae will overcome it if we place it to grasses? Therefore, it is not proper for us to kill the sons of Dhritarashtra and our friends. What should we gain, O Krishna, husband of the goddess of fortune? And how could we be happy by killing our own kinsmen?
Sorry,
that's it. This is our children, that's that.
Yeah, fine. But how do you hold it? You are not willing to. Can get in fight. Devotee is always very kind and merciful. Devotee does not like to fight. But when there is need of fight, one has to. Even though one does not like, just like the government wants somebody to be hanged. That does not mean the government is unkind to them. This, when a man is ordered by the government that this man should be hanged, does it mean the government is unkind to him?
No, I don't quite understand.
Yes, the government orders the man to be hanged.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean that the government is unkind to that man?
Well, it depends on what he ordered to be hanged. What was the reason for him being ordered?
So, their question.
No, anyway, government is authority. There must be sufficient reason. Otherwise, high government should order some of the citizens to be hanged. Government is not for fear. The government is some. Very kind to somebody, very good to somebody. That is not government policy. But still, government orders that this man should be hanged.
Why?
That is justice. The High Court judge give degree to somebody that this man succeeds 1 million dollars. And he gives another judgment that this man should be hanged. Yeah. Is the High Court that can do this?
No, but it's
not the first one. It is justice. It is justice. When you understand this point, that this High Court judge is distributing justice, then he's about to.
For the common good.
Yes.
For the common good.
So we should not study simply by the external feature. We must know what is behind this study. I thought that does not require to be unjust to somebody. Otherwise, his name justice is useless. So, God's business is Puritrana Sagunam Vinasaya Sudhikshita. Any government, either it is this little government or this big government, there are two things to give protection to the honest and to give punishment to the giver. That is required for the matter of justice.
Puritrana Sadhanam Vinasaya Sudhikam Dhammatam Sthapanakaya Sambhavami Jigajaja. In order to deliver the pious and to annihilate the miscreant, as well as to re-establish the principles of religion, I invent myself millennium after millennium. According to the Bhagavad Gita, a sadhu, or holiness, is a man in Krishna consciousness. A person may appear to be irreligious, but if he has the qualifications of Krishna consciousness wholly and fully, he is to be understood to be a sadhu. And dushkritam applies to one who does not care for Krishna consciousness. Such miscreants, or dushkritam, are described as foolish and the lowest of mankind, even though they may be decorated with mundane education. Whereas another person who is 100% engaged in Krishna consciousness is accepted as a sadhu, even though such a person may neither be learned nor well-cultured. As far as the atheistic are concerned, it is not necessary for the Supreme Lord to appear as he is to destroy them, as he did with the demons Ravana and Kamsa. The Lord has many agents who are quite competent to vanquish demons. But the Lord especially descends to appease his unalived devotees, who are always harassed by the demoniac. The demon harasses the devotee, even though the latter may happen to be his kin. Although Prahlad Maharaj was the son of Hiranyakashipu, he was nonetheless persecuted by his father. Although Devaki, the mother of Krishna, was the sister of Kamsa, she and her husband Vasudeva were persecuted only because Krishna was to be born of them. So Lord Krishna appears primarily to deliver Devaki rather than to kill Kamsa, but both were performed simultaneously. Therefore, it is said here that to deliver the devotee and vanquish the demon miscreant, the Lord appears in different incarnations. In Chaitanya Charitamrita of Krishna Das Kaviraj, the following verses summarize these principles of incarnation. Srishti Hetu Yehi Murti Prapanche Avatare Saishwara Murti Avatar Namadare Mayakita Parabhyome Savari Avastana Vitve Avatari Pari Avatara Nam. The avatar, or incarnation of God, descends from the kingdom of God for material manifestation, and the particular form of the personality of Godhead who so descends is called an incarnation, or avatar. Such incarnations are situated in the spiritual world, the kingdom of God. When they descend to the material creation, they assume the name avatar. There are different kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatar. There are various kinds of avatars, such as Purusha avatar, Guna avatar, Lila avatar, Satyaveta avatar, Manvantara avatar, and Yuga avatar, all appearing on schedule all over the universe. But Lord Krishna is the primeval Lord, the fountainhead of all the avatars. Lord Sri Krishna descends for the specific purpose of mitigating the anxieties of the pure devotees, who are very anxious to see him in his original Vrindavan pastime. Therefore, the prime purpose of the Krishna avatar is to satisfy his unalloyed devotee. The Lord says that he incarnates himself in every millennium. This indicates that he incarnates also in the age of Kali, As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, the incarnation in the age of Kali is Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who spread the worship of Krishna by the Sankirtan movement, congregational chanting of the holy name, and spread Krishna consciousness throughout India. He predicted that this culture of Sankirtan would be broadcast all over the world, from town to town and village to village. Lord Chaitanya is the incarnation of Krishna, the personality of Godhead, is described secretly but not directly in the confidential past of the revealed Christians, such as Upanishads, Mahabharata, Bhagavatam, etc. The devotees of Lord Krishna are much attracted by the Sankirtan movement of Lord Chaitanya. This avatar of the Lord does not kill the miscreants, but he delivers them by the causeless mercy of the Lord.
I have a question.
Why was
the school that you had in Texas closed to India?
It's not
really
that.
It's still in Texas.
Yeah, it's just that the rather than have one central school, now we have more regional schools in various parts of the world as well as America.
Because, oh, so the school is still in Texas
then? Oh, yes.
It's small school.
Oh, was it originally the big school here in the United States?
Right, it was.
Oh, I see.
But
so
the
children of the...
We scared the government imposed so many rules and regulations that for us it is imposed. Therefore, we are keeping small schools.
So, how many students would you have in Texas?
Yes, students are there. They are distributed. And Texas is also going. Because American government, they, for the school, give permission.
Yes, it requires dormitory
funds. They decide that it should be like this, it should be like this. There are so many. Therefore, we have reduced the scale.
We are operating school on a farm in Pennsylvania. We have also one in the farm in North Virginia.
I was wondering why you spent people down about the square garden last night, and going down this night, and they're up the Yankee Stadium. And in this morning's paper, I thought you got a very bad press because they lumped you in with hippies and hippies and everything else. And what is your purpose in sending the devotees to
Rally paper?
Sometimes they lump us in with all the other groups. But those who actually sincere will understand that this is a bad practice.
I have a copy of the paper to get the article. Find out who is the byline.
This is becoming our policy now because sometimes the press are not very fair to us. So we'd like to write back and explain what we're actually doing. It's very difficult because of the spiritual nature of the movement, it's very difficult for a materialist to understand what we're actually doing. So sometimes they put us in
the back of the movement. What is your purpose for going to the valley?
We are going there to perform this sankirtan, which is giving free food that's offered in the temple to the deity, because there's spiritual benefits of us from eating this food. And also, cookies and food. And also performing this chanting, which actually, if one listens, is very beautifully done with cymbals and drums and many voices. It's like an insurance choir. angels of shame and angels of God, because if anyone hears these names of God, it will cleanse the heart. And also, this, we are giving to all the Democrat delegates and all the people there, literature, to explain our movement.
Well, I think
it's right to be able to get back to paper. Actually, in New York City, I think that's the most favorable place in the world for us. We just received from the police a letter wishing to reprint an article
with
Divine Grace at an interview with a police chief in Chicago. They want to now print it in their police journal for all the New York policemen, because the comments that Divine Grace made on how the policemen could stop crime in society were very much appreciated by the police. So we're... Yes, they will publish that article to the public.
I think you saw that before. They asked for permission to reprint that article. Many in Hawaii.
You said one of our lieutenants, in Chicago.
It was in fact the guy.
Yeah, you read the article. So the local policeman here, the editor of the policeman's paper, he has read that article, and he wants to print it now in his journal for all the policemen in New York. And actually, the policemen here, they like the devotees. They never harass us, and even though sometimes we have a food without permit, they don't bother us.
Is there any way to get on good terms with a reporter so that whenever you have publicity, you can go straight to this person and know that you're going to get...
We have hired a public relations firm, which is, looks like there was a news reporter coming or something.
And it's
going to cover your trade.
Right, and so the trade will be covered by all the TV stations and news stations and everything. So I think by this counter propaganda, that will minimize the effect of these little...
You have to combat the tendencies for people to want the Moonies and together. You know, everybody asks me how does the Christian movement feel about the Moonies.
Yeah, at the moment, they're thinking with some cult. They don't understand the spiritual value. It's not some concoction. Just like Philip Brownside always quotes from Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam, and he's not translating these books to the pastime. The purport is very serious. If anybody reads them, then they'll understand that this is very serious and that it actually gives some real spiritual benefit.
You saw that book, Krishna Consciousness Authorized Movement. And you saw all the recommendations from all the professors for these books. So that immediately separates us from all these other groups which have no substantial philosophy or any type of authority or historical cultural reference. They're just modern day creations of some, who knows what their motivations are, these men.
Well, there was an article in the Venus Diaries within the last 18 months or so, and I'm not sure, but I believe they
listed four groups,
and I believe that the Paradisians were listed with the movies.
Yeah, we were listed with a four. But I think as these groups draw by the way...
We have got standing orders for our books from so many libraries.
This is the one thing about our movement that is different from everyone else. That every leading professor in every top university in the world is accepting standing orders of Philip Brownside's books. So they very much appreciate the scholarship and the learning and the wisdom and the practical value of
these books are all different translations, aren't they?
Just like this is the Bhagavad Gita as it is. You can also get many other versions of Bhagavad Gita, but Srila Prabhupada called it Bhagavad Gita as it is because he's a devotee of Krishna, so he can actually explain what Krishna's intentions are in the Bhagavad Gita when he speaks it. Whereas a person who has his own ulterior motives, he simply changes everything that Krishna says to prepare his own philosophy. He utilizes the fame of the Bhagavad Gita as a philosophical text so that he can become a famous philosopher or a politician or whatever like this. But Prabhupada presenting the Gita as it is. It means that if you read it, you become a devotee, and that's practical, because before Prabhupada came, there were no devotees. 600 editions of Bhagavad Gita in the West, not one single devotee ever came from any of them. But as soon as Prabhupada started to speak, what it actually was, so many hundreds of devotees are coming like that.
Also, there's a difference in the quality of these disciples. These other groups, they don't have any kind of structure or discipline. Or Srila Prabhupada has given us four regular principles to follow. rising early in the morning, saying none of these groups have the strength to follow any type of discipline. So gradually, we see they're falling by the wayside more and more. And he has had the experience of traveling on the buses, distributing books. We're going to distribute now 1 million magazines in the coming 6 months and about over 300,000 big books, just 100 men. But the people are well receiving this literature. The other groups, when they approach, they're simply taking from the people some money. But we're giving literature, valuable literature, with almost a cost. And people actually appreciate the difference between our presentation and others, simply materialistic motivation.
How was this time you are presenting in writing? Not that you are saying some superfluous entering this year and going back. No. For this time is recording. You can talk on that basis of that recording.
Even in India, one of the criticisms used to be that we were established in the West, but we weren't there in India, which is our root. But just in the last 3 months, over 200 standing orders have been taken in all the Indian universities. So this is substantial evidence that even the Indian scholars are appreciating. Actually, we found in the last 2 years that the whole Indian population is becoming very appreciative of the activities of ISKCON. And their acceptance to the Prabhupada as being an actual spiritual master, not a teacher, not a fake guru. Yeah. So we, as far as ourselves are concerned, we know that in the coming years, and doing the same, gradually we'll be separated from everyone else, because everyone will understand this is the actual benefit here. It's not some teaching bogus religion or some cult like that. It's a practical benefit. Purified, then they can understand. So someone like this, him, his father, he's such a very important, considered a very important man in society. That's Seagram's wine and whiskey company, very, very big, biggest in the world. And he also is the president of some big business organization that stretches out all over the world. He's a very influential man. As soon as we quote the Bhagavad Gita or the Srimad Bhagavatam, then immediately everyone has to listen. And even they may have some objection or some doubt. As soon as we quote the books, then everything is finished. That position is established. now we have to make strong propaganda against the press. Well, not against them, but to correct them.